Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The University of Iowa held an inaugural event over the weekend for its new Center for Intellectual Freedom. It featured prominent conservative voices like political commentator Chris Rufo, who delivered the event's keynote speech, former regent David Barker, who now serves in the U.S. Department of Education, said universities have created a monoculture of ideas, and there should be more intellectual diversity on college campuses.
It is a subset of our universities that has gone off the rails, although that subset is making inroads into the rest of the university. Reform of that subset won't be easy, but it can be done, particularly in states like Iowa, where the state government actually cares about making higher education great again.
The event was also attended by representatives from the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, current and former members of the Trump administration, as well as Governor Kim Reynolds. University President Barbara Wilson did not attend the event. The Iowa Utilities Commission has approved a major project that would provide power to new data centers being built in Cedar Rapids. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports that officials say it will help support greater energy demand expected in the future.
The utility ITC Midwest has been granted approval to begin upgrading and building new transmission lines to connect a substation in Marshall County to one in Linn County. The project was introduced before Google and QTS announced their plans for data centers in Cedar Rapids, but ITC Midwest spokesperson Rod Pritchard says consumers will still benefit from more robust transmission infrastructure and reduced congestion.
With the additional load growth forecast over the next few years, in the greater Cedar Rapids area, we are confident that energy consumers will still realize the benefits of the project as envisioned by MISO.
The project fits into the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, or MISO's, plans to improve transmission infrastructure across the Midwest. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
A Cedar Rapids-based trucking company is laying off more than 300 employees across the country. CRST announced plans last week to remove 200 trucks from their 4,300-truck fleet. It's also moving another 100 to other parts of their business. The impacted employees have been given a 60-day layoff notice. CRST says it will work with them in efforts to find them new jobs. The company notes the reduction affects only 4% of its logistics business. The Trump administration is demanding that Illinois hand over data on nearly 2 million SNAP recipients or risk losing federal funding. As WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports, Illinois state officials say they've seen this before.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is seeking people's names, incomes, home addresses, and immigration status. The Illinois Department of Health and Human Services, in a statement, says it is taking seriously, quote, its legal duties to keep residents' confidential data private. IDHS goes on to say federal claims of widespread fraud within the food assistance program are, quote, vastly overstated. In September, a judge temporarily blocked the USDA from collecting SNAP user data and withholding funds from Illinois. The state has requested until Monday to respond to the USDA. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Davenport has hired a new information technology director. The city announced Friday that Mike Boddicker will lead the technology and cybersecurity operations that support the city's essential public services. His first day on the job will be December 22nd. Boddicker has significant experience in private and public sector IT infrastructure management. Most recently, he served as IT specialist for the Army Contracting Command at the Rock Island Arsenal. East Moline's Terry Hansen has spent more than a half century as a popular in-demand drummer and teacher in the area. WVIK freelance reporter Jonathan Turner recently spoke with him about special donations he and his family made to Blackhawk College.
Terry Hansen and his father Charles love jazz music, and that passion has resulted in donations of their family's piano, large CD collection, electric keyboard, many books of sheet music, and Terry's drum kit to Blackhawk College's Art Design and Performing Arts Department. In February 2025, 6 months before passing away at 97, Chuck Hansen donated a 6-foot Yamaha G3 piano to the college, where Terry studied music in the 70s and later taught for 23 years. He's been an in-demand drummer and teacher in the QC for far longer.
There was no plan anywhere. Dad said one day, "Where do you think?" And next thing I know, it's here. Next thing I know, I'm donating stuff. Next thing I know, I'm walking the halls again. And this is so surreal. This is like, wow.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
And this is WVIK News.